friends. Welcome back to Grief Awakening. So good to be back behind the mic, as always. We are back with a fresh new episode. I know we were out of commission last week. I was out of town visiting my family on the East Coast. That's where I'm from. And it was so good to take a full week off of working, taking clients, working on the podcast, posting on social media. Like, I really just took a full week to do whatever I felt like. And so that meant traveling and visiting my family, my sisters and my nephews and my mom. And it was so good to see everyone and my grandmothers as well. I try to get up there as often as I can, but it's never often enough. My nephews are getting so big. We went to the zoo. We played outside. My nephew Cal, he's like the cutest. He's 6 years old. And he is what their mom lovingly calls my sister, the chicken wrangler. they have chickens at their house, and he is the one who takes care of them. He's got these cute little boots that he puts on, and he goes outside and he scoops them up and puts them back in their little coop. I guess that's what you call it, right? And he goes out there to grab the eggs every morning. It's like the cutest thing. And they listen to him. He like whistles to them and they come over. It's so stinking adorable. And then, you know, of course, all of my nephews and my nieces on Jared's side of the family, like, they're just so stinking cute. I mean, probably every aunt says that about their nieces and nephews, but mine especially, I promise you, are the cutest. So with that said, it was a great trip, but I was also happy to come home and just spend a couple days decompressing and just being at home and enjoying time, cleaning, getting projects done, enjoying the warm weather we've been having. So it's been a good time, but I'm happy to be here with you guys. During these last couple weeks, I will say, and maybe you guys have been feeling it too, really, like since the eclipse, and then we've had like a new moon, a full moon since then, we've had Mercury retrograde, like all of this stuff is going on. I love to blame things like emotions on what's happening with the planets and astrology. I love it. It's like my favorite thing. So me and my friends were always like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling so drained this week, or like, I'm feeling so off today. And be like, oh, Mercury retrograde, or oh, did you, you know, it's a full moon tomorrow. We just love to blame that stuff on the planets. But truly, I have been working through a lot in grieving and stuff just resurfacing that I thought I had healed. And this is like forever the roller coaster that is grief and grieving. And it doesn't matter who you've lost and what their relationship is to you. Like, there's always something that will come up. And, you know, you might work through it once and you work through one layer of it, and then something else could trigger it to come up again, that same issue or that same thing that you need to work through. But it's like a different side of it or a different angle. Like, for me, it's been a lot of like grieving the story that I had written in my head of what life was going to look like. And I know probably a lot of you can resonate when I say that, because that's what we do from a very young age, you know, especially if you are a female. Like, a lot of us as little girls, like, you grow up dreaming of what your husband's going to look like. Are they going to look like your dad or act like your dad? Or are you going to have a big wedding, a small wedding? Like, how many kids are you going to have? Like, people start asking you these questions from a very young age. What do you want to be when you grow up? You know? And so you begin planning your life and you begin putting this puzzle together of, yep, this is how I want it to be. This is how it's going to be. I will marry Prince Charming by 30, I will have 3 children, you know, like, we'll live on a lake or, you know, in the mountains. Like, we start building this story. And some people get that story. Truly, like, some people do get their happily ever after, we'll call it. you know, it's not always perfect 24/7, but you end up with a life that's pretty great, right? And I think even for myself, like, I was on that trajectory for a really long time. And many of you might feel this in different aspects depending on who you lost. Like, as far as like looking ahead, like if you lost a parent and as a young child, you always thought like your parent was going to be there for all these big important events. Your parent was going to be there for your wedding when your first child is born, when, you know, you're going to take care of them in old age. And what's that going to look like? Like, you start planning ahead without even realizing that we're doing it. We start writing our own story. And so that story that I was writing and that you were writing can change in an instant. And that's what we've been shown through this journey of loss and grief. And so there are pieces of that story that I wrote for myself and that I saw coming to life when I was happily engaged to Jared and, you know, growing this big life with him. And I'm like grieving those pieces again based on things that are coming up in my life. People, you know, watching people around me getting to have those things that I once wanted so deeply and still want to an extent. It just resurfaces it, right? And so I guess that's what I wanted to talk about today, clearly. Just this question of, can we release what we thought life was going to look like? Can we grieve that and let that go? And maybe start to walk through life with an openness to all possibilities. Because we have been shown over this period that you have been grieving that, just as I said, anything can change in a moment. So I'm not saying don't have goals, don't plan for, you know, for anything, but can you allow like the universe, God, spirit, whatever you want to call it, can you allow it to just let it surprise you? As I've been working through stuff the last week, I'll just get into the nitty-gritty of it real quick for some context, but people in my family are celebrating big life events, you know, and it's things that I'm excited about for as well. I'm so excited for them. And at the same time, I am grieving the fact that I don't get to have that. And I'm kind of pissed. Like, there's a part of me that's a little bit pissed. And I'm not mad at the person who is celebrating it. I'm not mad that, you know, their life is moving forward. I'm mad that mine is not. And that I thought I was going to have those things, like marriage and a family and growing a business with my partner and all of these beautiful things that we cooked up, right, in our heads that we dreamed of. I'm watching other people get to have it. And that's heartbreaking. It is. And so that's what I'm grieving. And it comes up in so many different ways. Oh my goodness. It's not even just I'm watching them have it. Like, there's other things going on with my health and where I'm at with my age and my body. And, you know, I'm going to be 33 next month and I'm not dating. Like, you start putting all of these pieces together that were supposed to be part of your puzzle, and you're seeing this incomplete picture, and you're like, okay, how will this puzzle ever get finished if XYZ component is not there, right? So it's a lot to carry. It's a lot to work through. And so I'm trying to work through all of that in little minute moments, but I really think at some point I'm just going to need to have like a big old cry about it, honestly. And I fully support doing that, like letting ourselves feel our grief. We talk about all this all the time. Like, Yes, it's important to find things that bring us joy and pull us out of the hard moments, but sometimes we need to sit in those hard moments for a while to like fully work through them. And I don't know how I'm going to heal this part of myself, this part of my grief, without sitting in it for a while. If I only continue to let it show up in small little moments, yeah, I can make some progress, but I'm never getting to the root of the issue. And the root of the issue is that I had this whole story written in my head, and now the story stopped at, you know, it stopped at chapter 5. It didn't get to the ending. So what's next, right? So I think that part of this work that we have to do in our grieving process is letting go of expectation, for sure, of what life should look like or should not look like, or even what your grieving process should or should not look like, and letting yourself be open to all possibilities, like really like flipping the switch on life should go this way or should go that way. Be like, okay, actually, I'm open to it going all different types of ways. God, universe, show me the best way. Show me what you have for me that is so amazing and so special. Like, I'm open to that. So I guess that's where I'm at with all this. I'm trying to stay in that headspace. But like I said, I still have to go back to the hard parts and work through those and grieve and do all this work to, like, there's a part of me that still wants to do all of this work to still see if I can make that puzzle piece come together the way that I wanted it to. You know, it's like there's a constant back and forth. And so that looks like, you know, getting myself healthy and going to specific doctors and preparing myself to be the best version of myself I can physically, so that when the opportunity arises to meet someone special or start a family, like, I'm there and I'm ready. But at the same time, it's like, I release that too, because I have no idea what the hell's going to happen tomorrow. You know, I could leave this world next week. I could leave it tomorrow. I could leave it in the next 5 minutes. Like, hopefully we'll finish this podcast, but I don't want to ramble on too much, but it's going from my story is written to I am open to all possibilities of an ending, right? Universe, what do you have for me? And so that's kind of what I just wanted to invite you to do today. If there is something in your grief journey that you have felt like your world stopped and this special thing that you always thought you would have or get to do or celebrate with someone or because of someone, or you thought that you were going to grow old with your partner and it's not happening that way, can you release that for just a moment and give it up to, as people say, give it up to God, give it up to the universe and say, this is pretty great, but I'm open to this or anything better. I'm open to all possibilities. Show me what you got, right? Like, let the universe surprise us. I think, feel like that's all we have left at this moment, like, is to just give it up and let go. So that's what I'm working on. And it's been a lot. It's been heavy. And in moments, like trying to hide it from family or even friends, I have a hard time like really explaining it, because it just feels like it's not, you know, it's not me grieving my person per se. It's me grieving a future, a life that I thought I was going to have. And it's just heavy. It's a lot to explain. And it's so nuanced. I know you guys will know what I mean. So through all this last couple of weeks, I've really been asking Jared for a lot of support. I have. And I feel like with Mercury retrograde and the full moon, like I was have not been able to tune into it, tune into the signs and the symbols and his energy around me. And it wasn't until today that I feel like I was finally able to like let that in a little bit. And I said this morning when I was getting ready for the day, I said, Jared, please show me that you're around, that you're here. And I can ask that just like you probably ask that of your loved ones all the time if you're building a connection with them on the other side. I know that he's here. I know that he's all around me. I know that. But it's awfully hard where when we're going through the hard shit here on Earth to get ourselves in that vibration to feel it. And so I said, I need you to show me that you're here. I need you to do that for me. I need you to do that so I can get through this. And I start my day and my coffee machine, you know, I go in the kitchen to make coffee. I'm on this whole coffee journey right now, guys, by the way. I'm trying to get off of the Nespresso pods because they are bad for the planet, A, and B, I spend like way too much money on ordering boxes of pods like every 6 weeks, like every month and a half or so, when the cost of one bag of coffee from a local coffee shop is like a quarter of the price that I spend on the boxes of pods. So anyway, I got a new coffee machine. Okay. I'm still figuring it out. I'm really like diving deep into the espresso world right now and trying to like learn how to like nerd out and make the perfect espresso shot and latte and like, yeah. Okay. So that's some backstory. So I go into the kitchen. I'm trying to get the coffee machine to work and I did something in the wrong order and the machine's freaking out. Basically, it would not make my morning espresso shot. And so I'm like, well, shoot, I'm already going to be late for work. I'll just go ahead and go to the coffee shop by my house. It's a really cute little place. They sell fresh made bagels and, you know, it's always really busy. And I'll just go ahead and get coffee and I'll get bagels for everybody at the office. Perfect. And I'll have a great excuse for being late. So I put an online order. I drive over to the coffee shop. I'm standing there and my order's not ready yet. I'm waiting for the order. And so I'm watching as people they walk out from the kitchen holding bags or like, I can see them like what coffees they're making at the counter. I'm like, okay, I gotta be next. And so the guy who's working in the back of the kitchen, he walks out with the to-go bag and he puts it on the counter and he yells, to go order for Jared. And I in that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, of course. And I wanted to like cry happy tears right then there. And I'm even like wanting to cry right now as I'm telling you that story. Jared has never come through for me that way, by the way. Like I've heard of that happening for people. Like, you know, you'll be somewhere and you either see someone who looks like them or you meet someone with the same name just in the same moment you're thinking of them. Like that is a way that our loved ones come through. And he's never come through that way for me before. I was just saying to my friend the other day, I have not met a single person named Jared since he died. And I feel like that was because the universe was protecting me or something. And I would have been too emotional to meet someone named Jared. But so yeah, the barista yelled out his name and I shook my head and I was like, oh my gosh, you're good. You're good. And so I finally got my order, went to the office, you know, flying high because I just got this awesome sign and I had a great rest of the day. I did. And I saw two more signs that day. I talked about them on my Instagram stories yesterday. So if you want to check out my signs highlight on my profile page, you'll see it there. It's the most recent one. So he was for sure on it he was on it. When I said, I need you to show up, he understood the assignment. So I know that he's around and I can call on him. It's just, I feel like this stuff that I was talking about before with working through the story of how I thought my life was going to go, our life was going to go, that's something I have to do. That's something that I'm grieving. He doesn't have to grieve that because he's still, I mean, maybe to an extent, our loved ones are grieving in some sense of the word, that especially if they left this world earlier than they planned, they're grieving in some sense that, you know, they're not here to finish out the things that they wanted to do or like things that they wanted to accomplish with us, you know? But I think it's different for him. He gets to be around me all the time. It's much harder for us to tune into that. So I feel like grieving the story that I had written up in my head is just something that is my humanness that I have to grieve, you know? So with all of that said, I just rambled on, but I hope you understood the meaning of this story in this episode, which is that maybe we can start looking at things with more of an openness of allowing room for God and the universe to surprise us and releasing those stories that we once wrote, because those stories really don't serve us anymore. They did when our person was here. They brought us hope and excitement and goals, and that's all beautiful, but now we know loss and we're different. So can we allow all of that to be gone and just be open to what's next, open to being surprised and excited in the way that it's meant for us to unfold? Okay, I think I'm going to leave it there for today. I know this episode was short and sweet. If you have anything you want to add to this conversation, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. I'm always in the DMs checking messages, and I love, love, love hearing from you guys. And also, I want to mention too, I had talked a few episodes back about really wanting to up my video content level and possibly be doing more video recordings of this podcast. If you or anyone you know works in that arena, in that realm, and has tips or suggestions, or is in the Nashville area and knows someone who could help me with that, please reach out to me. My email's in the show notes, or you can hit me up at intuitivelyelise@gmail.com. I'm struggling with that. I am very tech savvy, but I'm not a video editor, nor do I want to be. I don't have the capacity to take that on right now, so it would be something I want to outsource. So yeah, send me your people. Okay, thank you so much for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Bye. Okay, friends, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Grief Awakening Podcast. If you liked this episode, be sure to leave it a rating and a review, and don't forget to hit that plus sign button or the follow button so you don't miss another episode. As always, any resources mentioned during this episode will be listed in the show notes below. And if you'd like to reach out to me, feel free to do so via email or on Instagram at intuitively_Elise. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.